Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you updates with what's happening around USDA for this week. Well, county offices at around the area are still trying to get producers in to get signed up for the 2018 Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage Programs, ARC, PLC. And the enrollment does involve the signing of the 2018 annual contracts and completing the Adjusted Gross Income Certification Forms, or the CCC 941s. Our office has been contacting producers to complete this task now and not wait until later on during acreage certification. If you have not been contacted and you are ready to enroll for 2018, just give our office a call and we will have your forms ready for you to sign when you get here. Phone number here in Audubon is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Well, today I'd like to talk about wind turbines. So to remind producers planning that to have wind turbines constructed on their farms, that they should notify their local Farm Service Agency office prior to that construction, as this may change the farmland classifications. Also, if your farm is receiving Federal Farm Program benefits, FSA will need to complete an environmental survey prior to beginning any construction to remain eligible for those benefits from FSA. Any area that is no longer considered suitable as cropland, something as producing annual or perennial crops, should be designated in FSA's records and aerial photography maps. When base acres on a farm are converted to a non-ag, commercial, or industrial use, total base acres on the farm must be reduced accordingly. Non-cropland areas used for wind turbines might impact those payments calculation using the base acres, such as for the ARC or PLC programs. This can also include the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. So again, if you are entering into any agreements with wind generation companies, be sure to notify your FSA office so that we can determine if federal farm programs might be affected. Transitioning expiring CRP land to beginning veteran or underserved farmers. Retired or retiring landowners or operators are encouraged to transition their Conservation Reserve Program acres, or CRP, to a beginning, veteran, or underserved farmer through the Transition Incentives Program, or TIP. TIP provides annual rental payments to the retiring farmer for up to 2 additional years after the CRP contract expires, provided that the transition is not to a family member. Request for enrollment in TIP is on a continuous basis. So beginning, veteran, or underserved farmers and ranchers and retiring CRP participants may enroll in TIP beginning 1 year before the expiration date of that CRP contract, or August 15th. So for example, if a CRP contract is scheduled to expire on this September 30 of 2018, the land may be offered for enrollment in TIP beginning anytime after October 1st, last 2017, through this coming August 15th. The August 15th deadline allows the NRCS, or Natural Resources Conservation Service, to complete the TIP Sustainable Grazing or Crop Production Conservation Plans, and the TIP application must be submitted prior to completing the lease or the sale of the affected lands. New landowners and renters must agree to return the land to production using sustainable grazing or farming methods. For more information on TIP, you can visit your county office or you can go to the website at www.fsa.usda.gov/conservation. In closing for today, and if you need more information on any of the topics that I discussed, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, our phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or we're located one block east of the National Guard Armory. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA report from Audubon County. Have a great week, and we'll be talking to you again.